Hello and welcome to ICIS Polyethylene Polypropylene podcast for Thursday, the 16th of May, 2013. I am Tahir Ikram here with Mohammed Fadi in our Singapore office, talking about the Middle East and South Asia markets. Hello Fadi, the polymer market in the Middle East and South Asia is very bearish these past few weeks. What is happening there?
Hi Tahir, thanks for having me. Polypropylene and polyethylene prices in the Middle East and South Asia decreased significantly in the second quarter of 2013. This amid weakening feedstock prices and softening downstream demand in China and Europe. What we saw in April and May was that end users adopted a very cautious approach despite softening import offers. End users in India were also more inclined to purchase local material because of lower list prices and the volatile rupee. And you know, as you know, recently last week, the government increased the import taxes by 7.5%, which is about a 2.5% increase.
That's true.
So going forward, I think you know we will probably see more purchases of local material because import offers or import prices will be higher because end users will very likely absorb all this.
Right.
And going forward, South Asian marketplace have also indicated to me that the recent startups of ExxonMobil's plants in Singapore could weigh in on polymer prices this once the company ramps up production.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
You know, and another thing, very importantly, on metallocene, we see that weakening ethylene prices in Asia and softer downstream demand is weighing down on C6 MLDP prices in India in April and May.
Okay.
So, Tahir, buying sentiment, you know, to your question, you know, remains very bearish.
Hmm.
As end users, you know, in India, Pakistan, China even, everywhere,
yeah,
you know, takes a very wait-and-see approach. Some expect prices to fall further, but, you know, indeed, should demand weaken, suppliers said they may lower offers in the coming weeks to spur buying interest.
Right.
But, you know, as you know, Tahir, often this comes at the expense of their bottom line.
That's true. But shouldn't there be an improvement in demand closer to the Muslim month of Ramadan?
No, that is a very good point you raised about Ramadan. You know, in fact, Middle East and Pakistanis end users have indicated to me that they do not expect demand to improve significantly ahead of Ramadan because of what they say is weak consumer spending. But producers have very, very firmly disagreed with this point. They said Ramadan typically sees consumer demand to be very strong, quote-unquote, year after year.
That's true.
Yeah, and they said as well that 2013 will be no different. And they said categorically, they do not rule out a price rollover or even a price increase in June.
Oh.
So, you know, the short answer to your question is that demand for the next couple of months is still uncertain.
Right.
You know, it's hard to predict because a lot will also depend on monomer and upstream crude prices. And at this point, demand recovery for polymers remains bearish as fragile economic conditions in US right. and the Eurozone continues to drag down growth in the key China market.
Oh, well, talking about China, what's happening in China, the markets in China?
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone is looking very closely to what is happening in the PP market in China. But that remains uncertain as well at this point. There were concerns that the imminent startup of the new PP plants in China over the next few months could weigh down on PP prices.
All right.
However, further gains in the upstream propylene market could support the regional PP spot market. And what we see as well is that trading activity has been subdued for PE imports to China,
mm-hmm.
despite a brief revival of buying interest right before the Labor Day holiday on May 1st.
Right.
Market players generally kept to the sidelines amid sharp falls in the in China's PE futures market.
Right.
So market sentiment in China was largely bearish over the past few weeks, but you know we are seeing a slight pickup, you know, a slight revival of sorts. However, suppliers note that the weak market sentiment may be temporary because firm prices are being offered by local producers.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a good summary. Thank you very much, Fadi. And don't forget, you can catch more news about polyethylene and polypropylene and a whole range of other chemical markets by visiting www.isis.com. Thanks very much for listening.